the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
This is just like exactly how this episode is gonna go.
Yes, it is.
We are playing another game today. This is just a game I feel like we just play randomly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, all the time. It's 6 degrees of separation.
Which we basically played in our bonus DILF episode.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to explain what 6 degrees of separation is?
Oh, my God. So, basically, we're choosing two actors / actresses, and we're going to try to get them... I don't know how to explain it.
Like, you have to kind of like connect
them in 6 movies or TV shows and less.
Yeah. Or like 6 celebrities and less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But using the works that they've been in.
Yeah. Like, let's say you had like.
Yeah. So
I don't know. George Clooney. And then you have to try to get him to Sandra Bullock. Like, George Clooney to Brad Pitt. To Sandra Bullock. Like, that's kind of, like, how you do it. Yes, they're in a movie together. But if we get someone who's in a movie together, we're just gonna re-roll that. Because it's too easy to do that.
Yeah, it is.
That's the game, though. You'll pick it up if... We're not good at describing things. You'll pick it up as we go. It's pretty easy.
Go very well, and it could go really short, or this could take us about 7 years.
This is what I feel like is going to be hard.
Okay, we also have not prepared anything. Like, we have our celebrities, but we don't know who they're being paired with, or like what movies we know them from.
Yeah, we're putting them in a number generator, so that's how we're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
No, but yeah, go with
it. Winona Ryder.
Okay.
Tamira Sorvino, who I don't think you have seen a single thing.
No.
Okay,
first let me... I feel like this is easier to work backwards with Mina.
With Mira, yeah, okay. See, I know her from Romy Michelle Tuscan Reunion. That might be the best way to get...
Wait, this is so easy!
There's a direct link, hold on. Wait, who are you thinking?
Romy and Michelle to Lisa Kudrow, Lisa Kudrow to Winona Ryder and Friends.
Okay, that, but also Romy Michelle Tuscan Reunion has Janine Garofalo, who is in Reality Bites with Winona.
Oh, okay.
So, like, okay, that was easier than I thought. Maybe this will be a piece of cake.
Yeah, maybe.
That is who I'm thinking, right? Okay. Yeah, okay, no, they're in the same movie together. Okay, that was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I'm like, Mira, so like indie, underground, nobody knows her but me, nobody's going to get this.
Okay.
Love that, okay. I really should have set this up before we do it. I'm sweating, like I'm nervous about this. Okay. Oh no, okay, this could be interesting. I feel like I need music in between this. Oh my God, okay.
The Jeopardy theme song.
Robin Williams to Catherine Zeta-Jones. I
have to go from
Okay, you go through Catherine's, I'll go through Robin's, and we'll see where we end up, because I have no idea where to start.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Hit it.
So, Catherine was in a movie called America's Sweethearts.
Okay.
Who she dated... Hold on, I have to pull this up.
Okay.
Her boyfriend is Hank Azaria. I can't pronounce his last name.
Okay.
And he was in The Birdcage with Robin Williams.
We're good at this. We're very good at this. I love that. Okay, maybe this will be a short episode. Maybe we need more than 50 people.
we'll figure it out once we get
there. Okay, here we go. Okay. Like, do you want to just, like, both, like, take one after each, and then we'll kind of, like, see what we can figure out?
Yeah, but if we know something right off the bat, we can just...
Exactly. Our first... This one is Octavia Spencer to Emma Stone.
Okay. Oh, easy. No, you have to do that. They're both in The Help together.
Okay, we'll do
it. I'm double-checking, but I'm 95% sure. Yeah, Octavia Spencer is on the help.
Okay, so Octavia Spencer to Machen Amick.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay, what has Octavia been in? I know Machen's. I really don't know. Okay, wait, no, maybe it's easier to work from Machen's first. Oh, wait, hang on. If you go Machen to Freddie Prinze Jr. to Sarah Michelle Gellar, does that make it easier? Oh, wait, no, yeah.
Yeah, to Sarah Michelle Gellar, to Reese Witherspoon, to...
Oh, we were going two different ways with this. Okay, I was going at Sarah Michelle Gellar to David Arquette to Octavia Spencer, because they're in Never Been Kissed together.
David Arquette? Oh, wow, that's kind of cute. Okay, I was going to say Reese Witherspoon because she's in Zootopia.
I still don't know who Octavia Spencer is in Never Been Kissed, but she's in Never Been Kissed.
Oh, wait. I lied. She's not in Zootopia, but she's in Legally Blonde, too, so.
Okay. That had me...
So what did we have? We had Machen
to Freddie Prinze Jr. to Sarah Michelle Gellar to David Arquette to Octavia Spencer.
Okay.
Okay.
That works. I've never seen Never Been Kissed, so.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's kind of weird watching it back. Okay. So then we have Emma Stone to Julia Roberts. Bro, wait, I don't know.
Wait, you're looking at Emma? I'll look up Julia.
I was trying to find, like, a big name that I could kind of connect them to. Well, that got me nowhere. Why is this the one that's throwing me? Oh, got it.
Okay.
So, Emma to Ryan Gosling to Gina Rowlands to Julia.
Gina Rowlands?
The older lady from The Notebook.
Oh, okay.
And they were in, what were they in together? I literally just saw Julia on the poster. Something to Talk About from 1995, featuring our man, Dennis Quaid.
Wait, that's so funny, because I was looking at that. I was like, can I, I'm not to anyone.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's like La La Land, her and Ryan were in. So, like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That one threw me for a second.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Bless Letterboxd, because, like, this is helping me majorly. I can just, like, click on cast members and just go through it. Oh, boy. Okay. We have Sarah Paulson. Two. Emma Thompson.
I feel like that's easy. What's movies have Sarah been in? Oh, right. I can also look up actresses.
I know her from American Horror Story. Oh, she was in Bird Box. So can you connect Sandra to Emma?
To Emma Thompson? This does not feel right.
Why? I'm going to work from
Emma. She was not in 12 Years a Slave. Was she? Sarah Paulson.
Was she? Hold on.
No, she
was. Who's in Love Actually that we can... sneak this back to
Colin Firth.
I was just looking at Colin Firth. But I don't think that's going to get us to Sarah Paulson. Okay, maybe it is easier to work from Sarah then. I feel like this is a really boring podcast episode to like listen to.
But man, is it driving me insane.
I know. Sarah to Emma. Oh my god, wait. Hold on. We might have a very easy one if I'm right about this. Harry Potter. Is she in any of the ones that Helen is in?
Oh.
There you go. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. So, Emma to Helena to Sarah.
Oh, shit.
I literally already... I already looked at the Harry Potter one, and I'm like, oh, no, that isn't going to help me. We could have had this earlier.
Couldn't even tell you Emma Thompson wasn't a Harry Potter.
Neither. I watched them so long ago.
I've never watched them, so I really have zero idea.
I don't even think I actually, like, watched some of them. I think I, like, kind of just, like, had them on.
Fair.
Okay. This one is Jason Sudeikis to Melissa McCarthy. I feel like that one's
That's easy.
Have they worked together?
I'm looking up Jason. I don't know if they've been on a...
I think I'm thinking, who's the guy she's in Identity Thief with? Because I feel like they kind of look similar. Oh, Jason Bateman. Maybe that's why I'm thinking Jason.
Oh, maybe. Wait, I cannot remember. Jason to Melissa McCarthy. Thank you.
Yeah, Jason to Melissa McCarthy.
Okay, I got it.
What? Melissa McCarthy. We should just be keeping a tally of, like, who gets it first.
Oh, my God. I'd be losing.
Okay, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy was in Bridesmaid with Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig was in Sausage Party with Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall with Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis was in A Bad Mom's Christmas with Katherine Hahn. Katherine Hahn was in Where are the Millers with Jason Sudeikis.
Holy.
How did I get there? I have zero fucking idea.
I'm impressed, honestly. That was long-winded.
I don't even think... That could have been, like, seven. I wasn't really counting.
It's fine. I wasn't getting there, so...
Okay.
This one, we have... No, I did this wrong, sorry. Eddie Murphy to Steve Martin. Have they worked together?
I want to say they might have been on SNL together.
Okay, I don't think that counts.
Yeah.
Everybody has been on SNL.
Exactly. Are you looking up Steve or Eddie?
I'll go Steve. I feel like I know more of his stuff.
I can definitely, you can get them through, like, comedies together.
Fair. Okay, I'm just waiting for somebody to comment on this when it comes out and just be like, so-and-so was in a movie together, and then we just completely missed it.
That's great.
This is hard. I'm like, I like pride
Which
myself
should
on
be pretty easy considering they're both comedians.
I know. I tried to connect them through Billy Crystal, and for some reason that didn't work.
I wasn't thinking Billy Crystal. I was thinking Dan Aykroyd, and that wasn't working.
Oh, good point. I also tried to connect them through John Lithgow. That didn't work either. See, like, I pride myself on being pretty good at finding, like, of knowing people's filmography, and then I get to something like this, and I'm just lost.
Oh, I have it.
What?
Steve Martin to John Krasinski in Shrek 3, the third, to Eddie Murphy.
There you go.
What was John Krasinski?
Lancelot. Yeah, what? Hey, he's credited. I'm taking it. Okay, this next one, I don't know where to start. Bradley Cooper to Kate Walsh.
You could start with Kate. I'll start with
Okay. The easiest way I'm thinking is she's in a movie with Will Ferrell.
Okay.
And she's also... Okay, I'm thinking Will Ferrell or Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, easy. Kate Walsh to... Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, wait. Yeah, Kate Walsh to Queen Latifah to Valentine's Day.
That opens up a plethora of things. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Why was that easier for us than Eddie Murphy to Steve Martin?
I was just thinking, I saw Bradley Cooper on Valentine's Day, and I was like, okay, that's gotta go somewhere.
True. Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio to Reese Witherspoon.
That might be easy. Hold on. Okay, I think I have it.
You do?
Wait, hold on, I have to just double check that she's in this movie. Okay, Reese is in A Wrinkle in Time with Mindy Kaling. Mindy Kaling is in Ocean's 8 with Cate Blanchett. Cate Blanchett is in Nightmare Alley with Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is in American Hustle with Christian Bale. Oh, no, that brought me right to the back to the fucking beginning of Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
just
my
kidding.
God.
Ah! I forgot I was searching up midway.
Who am I even getting to? Okay, Leo to Reese.
Wow. Well, I just did a whole 360.
Oh, got it. Reese to Mark Wahlberg to Leo. Basketball okay. Diaries.
I could have done Leo to Cate Blanchett and then went back to Reese Witherspoon.
You know, it really helps do this when I, like, look through someone's filmography and the person I'm looking for is right on the cover.
Yes.
I wouldn't have got there. Who's next? Okay. Reese, nope, wait, hang on, I have to add somebody else. Forgot to look up another person I was about to do Reese again. We could just connect everybody to Reese Witherspoon.
That would be interesting.
This needs to be reset. Okay. Paul Rudd to Jennifer Aniston. They're in a movie together.
They're in Friends together.
They're also in Wanderlust together, where they play a married couple, so...
Oh.
Okay. This now gives us... Oh my god, I'm sorry. This next one is... Okay, that gives us another one. We're gonna do... Jennifer Aniston to Viola Davis.
That might be easy.
But... I got another one of her co-stars in here, so I'm just like, where do I go with this?
She isn't everything but Viola Davis.
Are we counting Friends?
Well, we counted Friends with... Well, you also found
okay,
another
wait,
connection.
Maybe we shouldn't do that, because I'm thinking Brad Pitt was a guest star in Friends, but he was a guest star for one episode. So does that really count? I mean, that would be a very easy in.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm really missing, like, very obvious ones.
I always get Fight Club and Million Dollar Baby mixed up.
I know, me too.
Okay, wait.
She might have it, folks.
Okay, I know this. It's Emma Stone to Andrew Garfield, to Tom Holland, to Mark Ruffalo, to Morgan Freeman, to Gerard Butler. What was I just thinking? You said Viola Davis. Oh, Viola Davis to Emma Stone, Emma Stone to Andrew Garfield. Fuck, and I just lost all this. Viola Davis to Emma Stone to Andrew Garfield to Tom Holland to Mark Ruffalo to Morgan Freeman to...
Oh, I got one too.
Wait, what was the... Gerard Butler to Jennifer Aniston. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I had Viola to Mary Steenburgen to Sandra Bullock to Nicole Kidman to Jennifer Aniston.
It seems like you're really trying to figure out the short way and I'm trying to figure out the massively long way.
I wasn't going to get there, and then I saw Sandra was in with Nicole Kidman and I'm like, okay, just go with it. There's my hand. Okay, then this one I...
Wait, what's Sandy and Nicole Kidman in together?
Practical Magic.
Thank you.
This one I'm almost wondering if I have to spin again. It's Adam Sandler and Paul Rudd. Oh, wait, no, that's so easy. Paul Rudd to Jennifer Aniston to Adam Sandler. So do I spin again?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so let's do Adam Sandler to Lindsay Lohan.
Oh God, okay.
Are you looking up Adam or Lindsay? I feel like it might be better to work from Lindsay.
Yeah, no, definitely Lindsay.
I gotta stop getting myself excited. I think I have this and then I don't. Oh, I do. Lindsay to... Lindsay to Rachel McAdams to, where was I going with that? Vince Vaughn to Jennifer to Adam. That
was... How was Lindsay and Rachel in together?
Mean Girls. Regina George.
Always forget that's Rachel McAdams.
I know. Yeah, Vince Vaughn
was in Wedding Crashers. Aniston. Yeah.
And then Jennifer Aniston and him were in the breakup. Okay.
Yeah.
It really confused me. I'm like, no, that isn't right. But like, meanwhile, it's right in front of me and it is right. That gives us then Paul Rudd to Christine Baranski. I feel like there might be a very easy way to get here, but I could be very wrong.
No, there could be. Yep, Paul Rudd to Mila Kunis to Christine Baranski.
Okay, and what?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh.
To Baymon's Christmas.
Okay, that was easier than I thought.
Paul Rudd in this?
Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Yeah, he is. He's like a surfer. It's kind of cute. Oh boy. Pierce Brosnan to Jamie Dornan. I don't know anything about Pierce's filmography except he was James Bond.
Okay, I got it.
What?
Jamie was in Marie Antoinette with Kristen Dunst. Kristen Dunst was in Mona Lisa Smiles with Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts was in Steel Magnolias with Sally Field. And Sally Field was in Mrs. Doubtfire with Pierce Brosnan.
I forgot Pierce was in that. Okay.
I was like, I think I can somehow get Sally and Kristen together. I just don't know.
I feel like you just got to pick, like, the biggest name, and one of them has worked together.
Yeah.
This is going to be a quick episode, I think. We're kind of good at this all of a sudden.
But it's hard still. My brain hurts.
So hard. I know. Okay, this one. Dakota Johnson to Neve Campbell. I don't know where to start here. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Nev to Robin Tunney to... Where'd that go? To Allison Brie to...
Dakota.
To Dakota.
How to be single.
Yeah. I keep forgetting who I'm trying to connect it to. Next one is Kristen Davis to Sandra Bullock.
She was in Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
She's the mom.
She really?
She's the mom. I feel like there's an easy way to get here, but I don't know what it is. Kristen to Malin Ackerman to Sandra.
I don't even know who Malin Ackerman is.
Yeah, you do. The Proposal.
I just never knew her name.
Okay. Okay. I don't know where to start here. George Clooney to Jennifer Coolidge. I know that's a pairing I want to see in a movie together. Like, very, 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 very badly. Maybe I'm going to be surprised, and there's a very easy way to get here.
I got it.
What?
George Clooney is in Ocean's 11 with Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is in Mother's Day with Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson is in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey is in Dallas Buyers Club with Jared Leto. Jared Leto is in American Psycho with Christian Bale. No, with Reese Witherspoon and Reese Witherspoon's in Legally Blonde with Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay. We got there. Okay, I feel like this one actually might be easy. Danny DeVito to Tom Hanks. Danny DeVito is in a surprising amount of stuff.
I'm trying to think if I can get Jack Nicholson to Tom Hanks.
Well, I thought I was going to get Christopher Walken to George Clooney, and I didn't get there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Tom Hanks is in Apollo 13 with Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is in A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, and Jack Nicholson is in One Flew
Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You did get there with Jack Nicholson.
With Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's character is so cute. And
no, I actually love Danny DeVito so much.
Oh my god, no, if you don't think... You'll love him 1,000 times more in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's like a little child, and he's just the cutest little thing ever.
Okay. This one is Stanley Tucci, our man, to Laura Dern.
That should be super easy.
I don't know. What is Stanley? I gotta work from Stanley.
Deciding Laura Dern's in Little Woman with Meryl Streep, and Meryl Streep is in Devil Wears Prada with Stanley Tucci.
There we go. Okay. Colin Firth, what?
I had to make sure Meryl Streep was in Little Woman.
Okay, I'm so mad. I have never had really any interest to watch Little Women, either of them. Now I'm a Winona fan, and I want to watch the original Little Woman. And Laura is in the new one. So I'm going to probably have to watch both of them at some point. I don't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay, Colin Firth to Alison Tolman, a.k.a. Alma Philpott.
I somehow came across Alison before, and I don't remember where now.
Oh, wait, no, this is easy. Are we counting TV shows? Or no? We
counted Friends, but...
No, wait, we found a loophole around Friends, though.
Okay, wait, how do you spell Tolman?
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. It should be just T-O-L-M-A-N. Because I could easily, if we're counting TV shows, I could go Allison to Tony to Colin. But that might not work.
Colin is in Mamma Mia with Amanda Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried is in Mean Girls with Rachel McAdams. Rachel McAdams is in Game Night with Jason Bateman. And Jason Bateman's in The Gift with Allison Tomlin.
There we go. Okay, you're beating me. I don't like this.
I'm just literally clicking on things. Just somehow getting there.
I'm like trying to like study this. I'm like, okay, no, maybe they're not in a movie together. Not realizing that I can do more than one person. Okay. Meryl Streep to our bestie Ethan Hawke. Is that easy?
I don't really know. Okay. Meryl is in Don't Look Up with Kate Blanchett. Kate Blanchett's in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt is in Fight Club with Jared Leto. Jared Leto's in The Little Things with Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington's in The Magnificent Seven with Ethan Hawke.
Okay. I don't even know where you started with that. That just...
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. Andrew Garfield to Kyle MacLachlan. Why do I feel like I can somehow connect Andrew to Laura? Oh, got it. I could connect him to Laura. So, God. Andrew to Jessica Chastain to Bryce Dallas Howard to Jurassic World Dominion. So, Laura. Laura Dern, and then Kyle MacLachlan. God, that was in my head. Sorry, that took me a second.
It's okay. I was like, where is she going with this?
Andrew, Andrew Garfield Kyle. To Jessica Chastain to Bryce Dallas Howard to Laura Dern to Kyle MacLachlan. There we go. I knew I could get there somehow.
Wait, what's Jessica and Bryson?
The Help.
Are you still as Howard in The Help? It's been a while since I've seen The Help, though.
I guess. I've never seen The Help. She plays a girl named Hilly. I know I need to see The Help, but I really don't want to because I feel like it's going to make me upset. I know there's one monologue, and I forget who it's from.
Probably Viola Davis.
I was going to say, I think it's Viola Davis, and she's just too good.
The only line I remember is, eat my shit.
What? Yeah.
Eat my shit. And I'm pretty sure that could be Jessica Chastain that's eating.
I think it is, actually. Okay, Betty White to Denzel Washington.
I feel like that's gonna be really easy.
I think that's easy too. Betty's in everything. As she should be. Oh, got it. Denzel to Tom Hanks to Mary Steenburgen to Betty. Okay, that was easy. Okay. Oh, wait. You should not be on here twice. We might need another person. We had Jason on here twice.
Sudeikis?
Yeah. Okay. Joshua Jackson to Zac Efron.
Okay.
Wait, maybe we didn't need another one. I'm just stupid. Now we need another one.
Joshua Jackson's in Ocean's 11.
I've never seen Ocean's 11.
I did. Because, no, I only watched Seen Ocean's 12.
Oh my god, who was I just thinking I could connect that way? Joshua to Zach?
Okay, I have it.
Okay, hit me.
Zac Efron's is in Neighbors with Dave Franco. Dave Franco is in Nerve with Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts is in Valentine's Day with Patrick Dempsey. Patrick Dempsey's in Enchanted with Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel's in Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's in Bedtime Stories with Courtney Cox. And Courtney Cox is in Scream 2 with Joshua Jackson.
That was way more than 6 degrees.
It's fine.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis to Linda Cardellini.
Oh, I got it. What's the movie with Jamie and John Travolta?
Physical.
Okay. Jamie is in Physical with John Travolta. John Travolta is in Hairspray with Brittany Snow. Brittany Snow is in Pitch Perfect with Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick is in A Simple Favor
with Linda Cardellini. Okay. That leaves us with two more.
Oh,
so, first one, Julianna Margulies and Kevin James. Oh my god, wait, no, that's so hard. Okay, wait, hold on. I might be able to get this. Give me a sec. Oh, I got it. Julianna was in Snakes on a Plane with Kenan Thompson, who was in Who Be Halloween with Adam Sandler, who was in a shit ton of things with Kevin James.
Kevin James was not in that.
Says he is Sergeant Steve Downey.
Oh, I thought you meant other things rather than that. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure Kevin James was in that.
Oh my god, wait, no, he is in Huey Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going Adam Sandler to Kevin James through something else. But no, okay, yeah, so that's easy then. There's a direct link. That was surprisingly easy. You just had to go through Snakes on a Plane. Because that's the only thing I know she's been in. And now, our grand finale. Miley Cyrus to Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, this one.
I don't know where to start with that. Miley Cyrus is in the second Sex and the City movie.
Oh my god, yes?
Why don't I remember that?
Her and Samantha show up in the same outfit to be.
Oh my god, no, okay, I remember that now. Okay, I got it.
I got it too.
You do?
Yeah.
I have Miley to Demi Moore to Jack Nicholson to Morgan Freeman.
I took the longer route. I got then.
Were you going Denzel?
Yeah, halfway through I went to Denzel.
Never
mind, I don't have him.
Okay, I got it, so it's okay.
Where'd you get? Oh, an LOL.
Yeah. I knew, I felt like there was something I could get from Demi Moore. I just thought it was going to be through A Few Good Men. It wasn't through A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, because that's how I found Jack Nicholson, but.
You can't handle the truth.
Huh. Good for us. That's kind of fun. I like this game a lot.
Even though my head hurts now.
I feel like almost maybe it would have been easier if we weren't using Letterboxd, because I feel like that gave us so many things to choose from.
But I suck at movies. I'd have to go with guest stars, and like,
that's true.
It's so rare for like big movie people to be on television. Like Meryl,
unless
you had
Friends.
Yeah, which everyone was on Friends.
No, we could literally just do a version of this where we just connect everyone through Friends.
We 1000% could do that.
You could get Julia Roberts, you could get Winona Ryder, like, everyone has been on Friends.
Yeah. Even, like, that or Seinfeld. I feel like everyone's been on Seinfeld.
I feel like those big, like, shows from the, like, the sitcoms from the 90s, everyone was on.
Everyone was on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
How long are we at?
We're at an hour.
Okay. I feel like that's okay.
Okay. Guess that's it then.
Yeah.
Next. That was interesting. I thought we were going to do better at it than we did.
We got all of them.
Sometimes it took us a minute. This is also going to maybe be a short episode because I have to cut out all the awkward silences. Or maybe I won't. You guys just have to deal with it.
Yeah, if you're, like,
watching
on YouTube.
Yeah, more of our views come from YouTube anyway, so, like, at least they won't be just, like, listening to awkward silencing.
And also, please let us know if you can get to people shorter.
Yeah, no, play along with us, I beg of you, because I feel like there are definitely ones that could have been so much easier.
Yeah, about my porn movie knowledge. If we had more people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I feel like this could have been easier as well.
Yeah.
I was trying to get
Stanley Tucci. I feel like we should have just connected Evans. We should have added Chris Evans.
That would have been easy because they're in Captain America: First Avenger together.
I can't like put Chris Evans on here somewhere.
Fair.
No, I feel like if we had connected it to some kind of Marvel movie, or if we had have done either Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve or Love Actually, we would have been set. But we didn't do that.
Love Actually would have been difficult though because it's all British people.
Yeah, but British people are people too, and they work with Americans.
But I can't think of any big names. I can think of big names, but like.
So you get Keira Knightley, and that brings you to what's his face that I can't remember the name of. And also, I think can bring you to Colin.
The only people I remember are Alan Rickman, Colin Firth,
and. Oh, Laura Linney's in it.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Laura Linney's in it.
Laura Linney's British.
No.
Oh.
It isn't all British people.
I think it is. I've only watched it once.
And that's all I ever care to watch it. I didn't like it. I wanted to like it. Anyway, this isn't about Love Actually. I hope you guys enjoyed that, though. That was fun.
Yeah.
Next week, we're doing our favorites of the year so far. Our favorite things we're watching, what we're currently watching.
Yeah,
because none of it's going to be new probably for me because I just watch old stuff.
God, no. There was a time where I had a new episode on for a show every single day. It was extremely
overwhelming. I know, I remember this.
And Thursdays are like the most popular days for shows, so I'd have like 4 new episodes to watch, and I was like, this is stupid.
I'm so bad at actually watching things when they come out, though.
Oh, no, I have to.
Like, when And Just Like That was airing, I would, like, watch it. Like, it would come out on, like, Thursday, and I'd watch it on, like, Monday.
No, I have to, like, I don't hate seeing spoilers, but you spoil everything for yourself.
I do accidentally spoil stuff for myself.
Not accidentally. You, like, half of the time, you purposely.
Okay, no, it isn't on purpose. I'll look up something else, or I have an addiction to Reddit, so I will go and look up a show on Reddit, and I'll just, like, read all the things that people say about the characters I don't like, and then I end up seeing spoilers.
Well, yeah.
Listen, yeah. I somehow managed to avoid a lot of spoilers for Big Little Lies, but then I accidentally spoiled for myself that Perry was gonna die, so.
Bro!
It was kind of obvious.
It started to get obvious, but it was still nice to see him die.
Oh, it was very nice to see him die. Also, I'm almost done that, so you guys can hear my thoughts on that when we do what we're currently watching.
Yeah, besides the new shows that have only come out between now and January. January to now, I've only watched ER.
Well,
halfway done, though.
I'm so proud of you. Okay. I'm, like, watching, like, stuff that came out, like, a few years ago that everybody was, like, big on. And now I'm finally getting on the bandwagon, like, Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, like, big fans now.
Yeah.
Could have been, you know, back when they came out.
Ugh. Well, Stranger Things, when was the last time it came out? 2019?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Are you ready for it to be off again for another 2 years?
It better not be, considering that they're ready. All, like...
We're gonna be doing volume two soon, too. And we won't have our Hellfire t-shirts, which I'm very upset about. It's
fine. I have my Hellfire mug.
True. I did find a 2 Stranger Things t-shirts today, but I didn't like either of them. But, yeah.
I don't know, I really should have asked off for work on Friday.
Oh, I already did. Also, it's Canada Day, so technically, I'm celebrating the birth of my country. With watching Joyce and Hopper make out.
You know what I really should have took off that Friday? Because I'm going away Monday to Thursday. Then I'd work Friday and then have a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I think you should go back in and just say, sorry, I'm sick. I'm planning to be sick that day.
I'm sick.
No, I fully support you. I'll call him.
Thank you.
I'll call your boss. You're welcome. That's it, though. Yeah. That was 6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees to a headache.
More than 6 degrees, that sometimes, you know.
It's fine.
We did pretty good, actually. Most of them were, like, 1 or 2 people, I think.
Yeah. No, it was. There was just, what, maybe 2 that I took, like, the longer hour.
You took the longer amount of these. I want to do this again, though. At some point. So, like, I think people should, like, leave us people. Maybe we'll do a tweet next time, like, saying, like,
yeah,
leave actors down below. But we forgot we were even filming today. Or I did. I forgot it was even Tuesday.
Doesn't feel like Tuesday.
It doesn't. That's it, though.
Yeah, no, leave the names. And if you want us to do it, like, through friends or through, like, one of, like, New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day. Because I feel like that'd be fun.
I wonder if we could ever add, like, an extra challenge to it. Like, you have to connect them through, like, let's say, like, Jennifer Aniston. Every single person has to be connected in some way through Jennifer Aniston. Like, maybe that would make it a little harder.
Yeah.
But then, like, we don't have to be the direct link, but, like, she has to, like, somehow mix it in there.
But then that would have to be connected towards friends, I feel like. That's like, true. We'd have to do through, like, TV shows then as well.
We could do through friends. Yeah. Just, like, somehow they have to end up on Friends.
Yeah.
Like, even if they aren't on Friends, they have to be, like, connected to somebody who is or guest starred on it. And I think that would be kind of fun. Can we connect them if it's, like, remember when Ross and Rachel made their, like, hall pass lists? And, like, Ross had, like, Isabella Rossellini on there. Can we connect that?
Oh, my God. No.
Like, Kyle MacLachlan to Isabella Rossellini to Friends. We could also... No, never mind. I was going to say we could do Gilmore Girls, but they just mention a lot of people, not actually have them on there. Like, Paul Anka is the name of the dog.
Love Paul.
I know, right?
The actual person. Not the dog.
No, the dog is really cute, too.
I like Paul Anka.
Okay, we're going to keep talking about random stuff, I guess. So, yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.